You work some of the time, Catherine, in a bookshop, and you're not going to be able to go from Thursday, is that right?
No, that's right. The bookshops have all got to be locked down. They're not essential, though we'd all argue with that, I think. But all the bookshops have got some sort of means of getting books to you, so I think it's always worth ring up, particularly independent bookshops, and seeing if they can post it or deliver a book to you.
Yeah, have a look online as well, because I think most of them doing their very best. I know they worked really hard during lockdown as well, because, as you say, books is what we all want. Right, what are we going to read then this month while we're all locked down?
Okay, the book is called The Dutch House by Anne Patchett, and it's a book I've been wanting to read for a long time, so this is a great opportunity for me. And I have to say, it's mainly because, well, it's not mainly, but part of it is because it's got such a beautiful cover. It's lovely and red, which is nice and cheery for this time of
which
year.
Which we need, yeah. Good, yeah. It's a good, yeah, okay, good Christmassy sort of feel.
That's
even
right,
though
exactly. I know you got and the author is a great, great writer. I've read some of her books before. And also she owns a bookshop in America. So I'm always intrigued by what she has to say and what she has to write. But this novel looks at family relationships through the story of one house, a house that they've all shared. And it's about sort of choices and potential mistakes and disappointments and how all these are altered with the passage of time.
Mm-hmm. The Dutch House by Anne Patchett. And Patchett has a double T. Do you put this on your website, don't you?
I do, yes.
So if anyone wants to go to moreaboutbooks.com, which is Catherine's webpage, if you think, what was the book she talked to, then that's there. We're going to talk about some gift recommendations. Do you put things like this on your website as well?
I do, yes. Everything that I read is on there now, yes.
So cool. So moreaboutbooks.com. So just gallop, because we can't do them all, but tell me about some of the gift books, which are the really beautiful books. The first one, for example, Lost Spells by Robert McFarlane and Jackie Morris. I mean, anyone would love the book, wouldn't they?
They would. I think that's a measure of a good book generally, is how it appeals across all generations, really. And this is marvellous. It's a follow-on from the hugely successful, rather huge book, which was called The Lost Words, which did incredibly well. And it was all about encouraging people to remember words about nature that were being lost, and particularly encouraging the younger generation to learn and cherish these words. And this is a delightful, really small book, which the author and illustrator hope that we'll take around with us as we go on walks through forests or by the river, and pick it out of our pockets and look at the beautiful illustrations and the words that they've collated and put into poems and stories, short stories, to remind us about the beauty of nature. But it is just wonderful. It's quite small, but it's got this amazing cover, which is this deep blue, which actually looks as though it's going to feel like velvet because it's so rich. And inside, the illustrations are just extraordinary. They're full colour across both pages often. And there's a beautiful yellow ribbon that you can keep your place. And then there's all the poems to remember the words about animals, nature, plants. It's just extraordinary. And it's a book that you'd want to treasure, but also one that, as I say, the author and illustrator want us to keep on hand at all times so that we inwardly digest the words and remember them forever.
Sounds lovely. I'm going to have to find someone to buy it for now. I just like it. Be More Paddington. I like the idea of this.
Yes. Well, the author who wrote Paddington, Michael Bond, he wrote some time ago that he would often consider how Paddington would deal with a situation that the author was facing, because Paddington always had a strong sense of right and wrong. And so this has inspired the publishers to put together a book which has Paddington pictures throughout, as well as a selection of his thoughts on certain subjects. So we've got chapter headings such as being friendly, being helpful, thoughtful, polite, positive, wise, and ultimately being Paddington. So there's lots of humour in there and just lots of short phrases about Paddington and what he would do in a certain situation, and then the beautiful illustrations, the original illustrations from Paddington books as well.
Sounds lovely. Britannica All New Children's Encyclopedia.
Well, this is a surprise bestseller. When we're all thinking that the internet has taken over and everybody looks online for information, and particularly with younger people as well. But this has been a surprise bestseller, and actually I think it ran out of its first print run and is being reprinted. But it's your traditional encyclopedia with lots of fascinating information, but beautifully presented in full colour with lots of sort of snippets of information, but as much detail as you'd like, really, to draw you into a subject. So you can just dip into this book, but also you can pore over the pages over and over again. And even though it's aimed at younger readers, obviously. I think we can all learn a great deal from just sampling the information that it's got inside. But it's beautiful, and it's just lovely to have a book like this again.
Young people really absorb the information there. I can remember mine just sitting and just loving to browse and absorb the information, which is great. And finally, the Book of Hopes.
Yes. Now, this is another compilation book and beautifully presented again. And it's full of stories and pictures and poems that you can dip into at any time, collated from various children's authors and illustrators. The editor is Catherine Rundell, and she's an award-winning children's writer in her own right. But she invited other well-known authors and illustrators to put together a story or a picture that they thought would encourage younger people to have hope in these difficult times. So you've got people like Michael Morpurgo, Anthony Horowitz, Chris Riddell, Emma Chichester-Clark, lots and lots of really familiar names and well-loved names. I think there are about 133 in there, so quite a lot to dip into. And a donation from each book is going to be made to the NHS charities.
That sounds amazing. We haven't got enough time to run through your storybooks. Are they on your website?
They're all listed on the website, children's books, and they've got suggestions for the age groups that they're aimed at as well.
Brilliant. OK, so I can guide people there as well. Catherine, as always, look after yourself, stay safe, and I'll speak to you in a month's time.
Lovely. Thank you.
Take care. Catherine Lana. Have a look at her website, moreaboutbooks.com. Moreaboutbooks.com. And don't forget, we're reading The Dutch House by Anne Patchett.